7 o'clock, Rise and Shine Pile. Good morning. Jim Davis, along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Thanks for starting your Thursday out with us. Masters Tournament gets underway today at Augusta National. Course is in fantastic shape. Dustin Johnson is back to defend the green jacket. Tiger Woods is not there. Also found out that Tiger Woods was driving over 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. Down a notoriously dangerous road.
45 is the speed limit, by the way.
Yeah.
And
at least he was doing the celebrity speed limit of over 80.
And here are the good things. Number one, he didn't die.
Yes.
He didn't take anybody else out with him.
That too. Yep.
Those are the positives. Mm-hmm. Now, it hurts people say, well, wait a minute, why aren't they charging him? The black box said he was going over 80. The black box and the Genesis SUV that he was driving. There was nobody there to witness how fast he was going, and you have to have somebody actually see it. The black box is not enough, you know, for the LA County Sheriff's Department or anybody else for law enforcement. Somebody had to witness him going that fast. And so that's why he will not be charged with reckless driving. I want him to have a quick, speedy recovery. I'm glad he's alive. Look, we've all had cases where we've had a lead foot, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's lucky that car's as good as it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, thank goodness that, you know, that he's going to be okay. His golf career certainly, you know, remains
it's in doubt, I guess.
You know, what happens going forward. But I'm just glad that his kids still have a dad and he's alive. But it goes to show you that, like I said, all of us have probably at one point or another have had a very heavy foot. I'm guilty as charged. I'm not going to throw rocks at Tiger Woods. But it goes to show, when we use excessive speed, when we think that we've got it under control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a big hurry, we're trying to get someplace, that the outcome can be very, very bad. And
I kind of feel like a dad. This is why we don't speed, Tiger.
Yeah, I'm a little...
You know, that's kind of how I feel a little bit.
I'm kind of disappointed in you thing. But we kind of thought that this was the case, right? It was a single car accident. It wasn't... There was nobody else... involved. Thank goodness there was nobody else involved. Yeah. But I'm glad he's okay. I don't care how old you are. You can always learn a lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Tiger's learned something from this, and the rest of us have hopefully learned something from this as well in our daily driving habits. Okay, lecture over.
Get a very safe SUV if you're going to wreck it.
And also helps when it's not yours.
That too. Yeah, that too. Get a sponsor car if you can.
Exactly. If you can get a sponsor car to wreck, that's even better. But the Masters gets underway today at Augusta National.
The Masters Tournament.
The tournament. And it feels so right that it's back when it should be. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it felt really weird to have it in October, November.
It was in November of last
really
year.
Really strange. April, you know, right around Easter, right around NCAA tournament ending, that's when the Masters should be.
Right. Not in November. When we're thinking about Thanksgiving and football. But it is
this
back.
This just doesn't play in November.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't really fit. Because it's cold. It's gloomy. This is a green and light colors song. This is not a reds and orange and gray.
The azaleas.
Yeah.
Butler Cabin.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. I do enjoy the commercials, Capital One, where they have little Jim Nance and little Sam Jackson and little Chuck.
Yeah.
And little Spike. Those are kind of funny.
Well, Spike's little in every commercial.
Well, yeah, but he's The one where the kids are really little. You know, for a guy that's not very tall, you like to make fun of people's height a lot, don't you?
I do.
For somebody that's just not very tall.
I'm projecting, is what it is.
Poor JJ, our beloved sales guy. You're constantly cracking on him.
Well, he also has that coming a lot.
Okay, well. So who do you think will win the Masters? Does Dustin Johnson repeat number one world player right now? Number one ranked in the world? Jordan Spieth comes in hot. Coming in hot. After the win in Texas, who do you like to win the Masters? Is it Bryson DeChambeau?
I just don't like the guy behind DeChambeau. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can't pick him to win.
I'm with you on that. Initially, I kind of liked him.
He's just kind of such a tool, though.
Yeah, he now comes off as a bit of a tool. I can't disagree with that.
The name that kind of comes to my mind, I got a weird feeling about Colin Morikawa, you know?
I think that's a good weird feeling.
Yeah. Because I'll think of, who do I think is winning? And names just kind of, you know, pop up in your imagination.
Right.
And that's one that just seems to come up a lot. Dustin Johnson, Morikawa, Spieth.
Yeah, those are, Morikawa's one of those names that, yeah, it pops into your mind occasionally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you go to our friends at FanDuel, DeChambeau, Johnson, Justin Thomas, your favorites. How about a little John Rahm action? Patrick Cantlay. How about Rory? What about Rory?
I thought of that, but I don't know if he's... I don't know if his flash is over or not. You know, I get a feeling that it kind of is. Like, he's going to be one of those guys who, top 10, top 15, he always has, you know, some good runs in him, but I don't know how many more majors he's going to get.
Yeah, it almost feels like Rory McIlroy's time has come and gone, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, for a guy he's 31, it's not like he's ancient. But it almost feels like the Rory, his opportunities to win, you know, his best finish was fourth in 2015 at the Masters. So he's never won. He's won the PGA Championship twice. He's won the U.S. Open. We act like he's never won anything.
Right.
You know, he's won the Open Championship. I mean, he's got four majors on his, you know, hanging on his belt. But the expectation was, right, he would be one of those guys to challenge Tiger. Mm-hmm.
He would be running down Tiger, you know, by now.
Exactly.
But it kind of feels like Rory has run his course a little bit. You know, it's not like he's a bad golfer now.
No.
You know, he's not.
But it just seems like,
you know, whoever the guy with the wraparound shades was that just couldn't, had vertigo and, remember, he was
David Duval?
Yes. Thank you.
David Duval, yeah.
He was challenging Tiger, then all of a sudden it was like done. He's missing cuts left and right.
But Rory's not that. He's not Duval, though.
No, that's what I mean. He's not going to.
Well, we almost act like he's David Duval sometimes.
A little bit, because you feel like Rory, the flashes were, this guy could Rory slam it. You know what I mean?
Right.
He may not win the Grand Slam, but he could hold. Yeah, he could hold all four trophies at once like Tiger did. And it just never came to be. I don't know whether it was between the ears or whether the rest of the field caught up to him, but it never really materialized the way it should have for him.
We'll talk with Scott Sullivan, Colorado Mesa golf coach, about the Mavericks, but also about the Masters coming up at 8:40 this morning. You know, a guy that I like, I just always liked him. That'd be one, Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, I like Brooks.
I like Brooks. U.S. Open winner, 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. PGA Championship, 2018, 2019. First golfer in history to hold back-to-back titles in two majors simultaneously. You know, went over to Europe, played on the European Challenge Tour, eventually the European Tour. So, I mean, he did it the hard way.
Yeah.
Went over, crossed the pond, played against everybody over there, and then came back here and found success.
Like
I'm going to go with the very likable Brooks Koepka.
You're going to go with Brooks Koepka.
I'm going to go Brooks Koepka. That's going to be my guy. He used to be this Ricky Fowler guy because Ricky likes dirt bikes. But Ricky lets me down. Ricky lets me down all the time. That's not a good enough reason. Though I'm reluctant to pick Koepka, but I will stay with Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He did go to Florida State.
Ooh.
Our good friend Chris Britt's unofficial alma mater.
Yeah.
So he never went there.
Driven by the campus twice, from what I understand.
I will not hold that against Brooks Koepka. Tied for second in 2019 at the Masters. Got four major wins.
Just too easy a choice?
Yeah, I just feel like that is. That's too much of a gimme.
I'm gonna go call him Morikawa. I'm gonna stick with that name.
Koepka, Morikawa.
Yeah.
For the both.
It's probably
of us.
Gonna be Dustin Johnson.
And it probably will be. So send in your pick now. We've already the door has been slammed, locked on the GJ Golf Masters contest.
Right.
Which we're now thinking about doing some of these for the other majors.
We got pretty good response. I think we got 45 people in somewhere around there.
It's fantastic.
We almost ran out of golfers.
We came pretty close to doing that. So
dig up a Ben Hogan.
Yeah.
Get some more people available.
Exactly. It's Jack. You know, Jack's at the Masters.
Saw a tweet. Gary Player.
Gary Player
was out on the driving range the other day.
Saw Gary Player on the tube as well. So
he's only like 90 and in much better shape than I will ever be.
Do you remember when he was like in the ESPN body issue?
Yeah, like 70.
Yeah, and there were people like, ow, ow. It's like,
no way, man.
I give that dude credit. That guy's in better shape than most of us are.
There are way more 30-year-olds I don't want to see in the body issue than Gary Player. You know what I mean? Either gender, I don't care. It's
yeah, exactly.
Because it's impressive, the human body at times. And it's like, damn, dude, you can have a cheeseburger if you want. You know,
it's okay.
You had a good run, you know? No, man, he's no, got it.
He wants that run to continue. That was the deal.
First immortal golfer, Gary Player.
So if you got your pick on the Masters today, you can send it in to us. Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line 970-242-1340.
Yeah, people were very, why? Yeah, look at that guy.
Give that guy credit, man. Keeps in great shape. It's not John Daly. Doesn't let himself go.
Well, John Daly's not also a shape.
Not the pear. Not the kind you want to be.
He's a fruit.
That's not the kind of shape you want to be. Nuggets win again last night. Michael Malone gets tossed from the game last night. We'll have some sound from him coming up a little bit because he's sick and tired of his boy Nikola Jokic getting smacked around by everybody all the time. The Rockies get a great performance from Antonio Cincinnati last night.
Sensational performance.
He was sensational. Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
This time of the morning. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Eight really good innings last night. The Rockies get the shutout win over Arizona. Go for the series win. You called it yesterday.
You know, I blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. And also, it helps the bullpen out, too.
Oh,
they were
big way.
Way overworked in that Dodgers series.
So, Rockies go for the series win today right here on the team. Pre-game at 12:30. Avalanche wasn't so good last night.
Yuck.
They gave up three power play goals to one of the worst power plays
in
the National Hockey League last night.
Nathan McKinnon is one of the best players on the world. But not when he's in the penalty box. Please stop that.
Can't do much when you're cooling your skates in the penalty box.
When you're in timeout, you're not the best player in the world.
All right. So your Masters prediction today, anything else that's on your cotton picking little mind today, send it our way. You can text or call us. Chick-fil-A breakfast team phone line 970-242-1340. We have a lot to get to. Mention Scott Sullivan. Colorado Mesa golf coach will be joining us. Talk a little Mav golf. Talk a little Masters. Also, Wendy McCaskill, head coach of the Palisade volleyball team. They're fresh off their upset of the eighth-ranked team in 4A volleyball at Eagle Valley. So we'll talk with her this morning. Also, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, their banquet here in the Valley, but also Montrose coming up. And we'll talk with Tina from Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Nebraska grade.
Yeah.
Former Giant, won a Super Bowl his rookie year with the Giants. Prince of Makamura. And we're hoping maybe next week, the Broncos, Justin Simmons. Prince is going to be speaking at the events.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise for Justin Simmons, who has graciously done this before for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But we hope to have Justin Simmons on next week. That's That's in the works right now.
That would be the only current Bronco a two-time JD show apparent. Right? He did it two years ago.
Yeah. Yes. And so we're hoping to pull that together for next week. So we'll have that. We'll also have In the Garage with NASCAR Fred and J-Rod, brought to you by Montrose Ford Nissan. Weekend off for NASCAR this last weekend because of Easter. Back at it this weekend. So we'll get into that coming up this morning. And of course, at 8:20 this morning, we're going to move it up a little bit. The Pile's favorite game.
Oh, I probably should get started.
You might want to do that.
It's at 8:20.
Move it to 8:20.
Man.
All right. So it'll be coming up later on this morning.
It's an hour and a half earlier than I usually
get. Yeah. So I hope you're ready.
Not sure if I can work this early.
What, you've already totally blown yourself out after that sensational thing that you just did? Okay. Come on, man.
I get one a day. I used it early.
What do we say? Give us full three?
Yeah.
Well,
not a Super Bowl every day
for
me.
That goes for one of the co-hosts too. You have to give us a full three.
It's not every day's a Super Bowl like Dan Patrick. It's every day's every once in a while. It's an August 4th preseason game for me. I'm here, but I'm not really here.
Great, just great. 7:16. Time for
what's happening.
Nuggets win streaks at 7 games after beating San Antonio 106-96 Wednesday night in Denver. Once again, MVP candidate Nikola Jokic led the way with 25 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr. posted a double-double with 18 points and pulled down 10 rebounds as Denver moves within a half game of the LA Clippers for third in the Western Conference. On a down note, Denver guard Jamal Murray missed his second straight game with right knee soreness. Rockies starter Antonio Cincinnati pitched 8 outstanding innings to lead Colorado to an 8-0 shutout of Arizona Wednesday night at Coors Field. Cincinnati scattered 4 hits with 3 strikeouts and 2 walks to give the Rocks their second win of the season. Colorado's Chris Owings had 2 doubles and knocked in 2 runs as the Rockies go for the series win today. Pregame at 12:30 on the Team Sports Network. Minnesota's Kevin Fiala picked up his first career hat trick and leading the Wild to an 8-3 win over the Avalanche Wednesday night in Minnesota. Nathan MacKinnon, Andrei Burakovsky, and Mikko Rantanen all scored goals for Colorado, but the Avs special team struggled against one of the worst power plays in the league by giving up 3 power play goals. Despite the loss, the Avs continue to lead the West Division. After playing the Masters in November, the tournament returns to its springtime slot today at Augusta National in Georgia. Defending champion and world number one Dustin Johnson is back and is one of the favorites along with Jordan Spieth and Bryson DeChambeau. 5-time Masters champion Tiger Woods won't be there as he continues his recovery from his auto accident. The LA County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that Woods was driving more than 80 miles an hour in his crash in February. That information came from his SUV's black box. The speed limit is 45 for that stretch of road. Woods won't be cited for reckless driving since there was no one there to witness how fast he was traveling. Congratulations to the Colorado Mesa volleyball team. They cleaned up in the RMAC Volleyball Awards. Hard to believe. 16-year head coach. It doesn't seem like Dave Fleming has been at Mesa that long. 16th year.
Wow. Was
replacing the legendary Rusty Crick, the late, great Rusty Crick. But Dave Fleming named the RMAC Coach of the Year. Senior Maddie Fouts was named RMAC Player of the Year. And Sabrina Vandalist was named the RMAC Freshman of the Year, both earning first-team selections along with sophomore Savannah Spitzer. Juniors Holly Schmidt and Kirsten Lehman were second-team picks, and freshman Sierra Hunt receiving honorable mention. The second-ranked Mavs host the RMAC Volleyball Tournament. Starts today at Brown Center Arena. The top-seeded Mavs will play UCCS at 5 o'clock tonight. Chas has released their all-state basketball teams, and the girls' Fruto Monument's Kylie Wells is honorable mention in 5A, with Central's Leah Redding and Palisades' Alexis Marushak and Rifle's Jamie Caron all honorable mention in 4A. Delta's Alexis Huff is second team in 3A, with teammate Eric Akuta honorable mention, along with Grand Valley's Abby Rose Parker. In 2A, Cedar Ridge's Cammy Henderson is a second team choice, with teammate Megan Gaston honorable mention, Olathe's Mariah Garcia, Hotchkiss's Vianney Mendoza, and Peonia's Peyton Fisher were honorable mention choices. In the boys, Fruto Monument's Cole Savage is a 5-team honorable mention selection. In 4A, Montrose's Luke Hutto, no surprise here, all-state first team, along with teammate Trey Reese being honorable mention. Palisades' Donovan Mestis, Grand Junction's Blaine Butler, and Rifle's Tito Ruiz were honorable mention. In 1A, DeBeck's Wes Ryan is a first-team selection, with teammate Jaden Jordan on the second team. DeBeck's Logan Wingfield, an honorable mention choice, along with Caprock Academy's Jonathan Absher and Daniel Spinu. And that's a quick look at
what's happening.
All right, Jim, along with the Buckeye boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, who do you think will win the Masters? We've got some thoughts on that. We'd love to hear from you today. Text or call 970-242-1340, Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Just a reminder, by the way, that we've taken all the entries for a Masters contest with the GJ Golf. So you need to just send in today who you think will win. Because everybody's golfers will announce the winner on Monday. Be Cake and Buffalo Mark in here on Monday, and they'll announce the winner of that phenomenal Callaway Epic Speed Driver from GJ Golf, located over by Fisher's Liquor Barn, right there by Mesa Mall. So we want your picks today. Send that in to us, 970-242-1340. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado's sports leader.
Touchdown every morning.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Welcome back in, 7:23, Jim and the Buckeye Boy. Want your Masters pick today, send it our way. 970-242-1340, a chance to win Kidoba today. Also, a chance to win Junction Square Antipasto Salad, correct?
I believe so. I'm double-checking. Okay. We're in the midst of logging in.
Believe that will be our Who Is It today.
Yes.
We're 7th in Maine, Junction Square Pizza. So listen for that coming up around 8:20 this morning. Your chance to play the Pile's favorite game on a Thursday, of course. Who is it? Coming up later on. All right, last night, the Nuggets on the hardwood once again, trying to extend their win streak. They get it to 7 straight as Denver beats San Antonio, 106-96. Nikola Jokic, fantastic again, 25 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. Michael Porter Jr., solid again, 18 points, 10 rebounds last night. But Michael Malone, getting tired of watching his MVP caliber center get smacked around by people. It's been going on for a while now. That Malone got tossed in the second quarter last night, and the Nuggets responded. Denver 7 straight win. They've won 16 of 19 now. And there's a half game behind the LA Clippers for the third spot in the Western Conference. And for Michael Malone, well, here's a little post Malone. He says this whole thing about watching Joker get smacked around and not getting foul calls, this whole thing has been brewing for a while in the belly of one Michael Malone.
Physical play, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I just felt, you know, that's all I'll say in that is that that's been brewing for a while. And my job as a head coach is to fight and protect all of my players. And tonight I did that.
All right, so Michael Malone, as mentioned, got tossed in the second quarter last night. Jokic said he's doing that whole year. He's always talking to the officials. We are trying to build up to that kind of team, family atmosphere. So that was my very quick, very brief Nikola Jokic today. Malone, showing his guys that he, and particularly his all-star MVP caliber center, I've got your back. I'm not going to just stand here and watch you get smacked around in a low post. I'm not going to stand here and not say something. And if it means getting tossed, it means getting tossed. And he did that last night, got ejected in the second quarter.
Yeah, he got the gate pretty early.
Yes, he did. So, like I said, second quarter last night. Boy, Mike Fisher from Denver Post writer. Mike Singer. Mike Singer, not Mike Fisher. Mike Singer. He asked him about Wes Unseld Jr., assistant coach who had to take over last night when Malone got tossed. He goes, well, boy, Wes did a great job, didn't he? Or something like that. And he goes, something like, yeah. Yeah, he did. And it was a very curt, very, like, it's Mike Singer, why are you asking me that question?
We have some sound. My sound check is going to be Post Malone and Nikola talking about the impending fine. But also, there's a little bit of Post Malone about how he's not a fan of really watching his team play when he can't coach them.
Very frustrating, because he had that experience in the summer league. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to blow up your sound check, so we'll not say more than that. But the Nuggets, look, after that ejection, first 4 minutes of the third quarter, they didn't look very good. San Antonio just basically got a free pass down the lane anytime they wanted to start out the second half. They went on a 12-0 run, but then Nikola Jokic, You know, what was the thing we used to criticize the Joker for? When the game was in the balance, fourth quarter late, you didn't feel like you used to feel like you could not
take over.
Didn't take over. You couldn't count on him.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a pivotal moment like last night, third quarter, coach gets tossed. Nuggets, how are you going to respond to this?
He'd never put a stranglehold on the game.
Last night, though.
He kind of did.
Yes, he did. After that 12-0 run, he either scored or had an assist on 13 straight Nuggets points. Facundo Campazzo hits a big three-pointer. Aaron Gordon comes up with a big, you know, hustle play, comes up with a, you know, loose ball, gets it to Nikola Jokic to bank it in. And then Denver took that 10-point deficit and led 81-74 going into the fourth quarter. So the Nuggets get the win last night. Some concern, though. Remember when we talked about Jamal Murray and when he was playing hurt and he didn't play very well? Then he got healthier and he was playing really, really well. Well, he's missed his second straight game now with right knee soreness.
Yeah, another DNP.
So you got to be a little bit concerned about that right now if you're a Nuggets fan. Hopefully it's the rest will allow him the chance to get himself back on the floor. But
I have a little bit of concern, but I think it... To me, if they absolutely needed him, he would have been out there. You know what I mean? Like, I think this was kind of like a same vein as the Paul Millsap rest night, more than anything else. It's, what, 5 games in 8 nights for the Nuggets? 3
right.
And 4, the second night of a back-to-back? Yeah, you probably don't need Jamal Murray out there. You know, a load management type night off. Even though he is nicked up, he's got that knee injury he's fighting off now. You know, he played pretty well his last time out, but yeah, you know, give him a couple nights off of his feet because you're going to need him more in a month than you were last night.
Exactly. And look, if it's going to happen, right now is the time for it to happen.
Yeah.
You just don't want it to develop into something more serious.
Right.
And that's where my concern is. If he's off for a couple of games, that's fine. They're in really good shape right now.
That's more my hope than anything that I've read.
It's exactly.
It's more of a load management night off than a he just can't go. You know what I mean?
But they were saying it was right knee soreness for the second straight game.
Yeah. Well,
so that's, you know, what does that mean? How sore is the knee?
Right.
Is it?
It's the playoffs. He probably goes. That's what I'm saying.
Probably so. But we have seen how he had to fight through injuries and how that affected his play. Mm-hmm. Let us hope that this is just like you said, a load management-ish kind of period of time for Jamal Murray. All right, so while the Nuggets were winning last night, their baseball brethren, Colorado Rockies.
They were winning last night, too.
They were winning last night, too. Antonio Sensatella, who, you know, had his first start of the season against the Dodgers.
Yeah, ooh, that was a dog.
Was not particularly good.
No.
But last night, he was sensational.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Sensational.
I can't. I like sensational.
Okay. All right.
That's whatever. It's your word. Yeah. I'm not going to. I just thought I took something and made it just a little bit better with sensational.
Well, most people would think that. Yeah.
Okay. But he was great last night. Went the 8 innings, gave up, or had the 3 strikeouts and 2 walks last night, and just pitched really, really well. Scattered 4 hits for the Rockies last night. And here is one Antonio Sensational Sensatella. Talking about the slider, because the slider was a very, very effective weapon last night for Sensatella.
Yeah, I think the slider tonight, we just recognized in the bullpen was good pitch. So it's part of the game plan. I started throwing more slider, more soft, and we got a good results on it. And we just stick through a game, and we got a good results on it.
All right, of course, remember against the Dodgers, he went just 3 1/3. Mm-hmm. And he gave up 7 earned runs on 9 hits. Yikes.
He trimmed 13 runs off his ERA last night.
Fantastic last night.
From 18.9 to 5.5.
Chris Owings, really good last night. He's in around 500. He had a couple of doubles last night. Drove in a couple of runs. But he also got hurt last night, too.
Yeah.
Bud Black saying the injury, hamstring tightness, the issue for Chris Owings. Like I said, has gotten off to a really, really good start for the Rockies this season.
Yeah, he has, and hopefully that injury is not super long lasting, but you know, it kind of screws with the Rockies' infield depth a little bit, you know, because he's been playing really well at second base at times.
He got the start in the outfield last night, yeah. Right field.
You know, he can kind of play all over the place. He's right up there with a Garrett Hampson type. They're kind of interchangeable. Hampson can play center field, can play the infield, you know, and the depth only works when all your guys are healthy, you know. So hopefully this is not too long of a thing for Chris Owings, because he's come out of the gate hot. He's one of the hottest Rockies hitters so far here through the first week.
Yeah, 3 hits, 3 for 3 last night, scored a run, knocked in two. You mentioned Garrett Hampson, 2 for 3 last night. He scored 3 runs. He also knocked in a run. Sam Hilliard drove in a couple of runs last night for the Rockies. They get the victory. And look, the recipe is there. Starting pitching has to go out and be effective, has to give you 6-7 innings. Yeah. And last night, Antonio Sensatella did even better, gave them 8 innings of an outstanding start last night, and you know, an 8-0 win for the Rockies.
And they can. The starting pitching can do that. The ability is there. Marquez hasn't been his normal sharp self, so there's places to go up for him. Same with John Gray. You know, you got Kyle Freeland. When he comes back, hopefully he'll be, you know, the 2020 Kyle Freeland, not the 2019 Kyle Freeland. And
right,
if Sensatella can harness even 70% of what he did last night every start, the starting rotation is going to be just fine.
And he squared off against Madison Bumgarner last night, which was weird to see him.
Mm-hmm. Still strange.
It's still weird to see him in a Diamondbacks uniform. But
it's also strange to see him not be very effective.
To be extremely human.
Yeah.
He gave up 5 runs on 8 hits and 5 innings. His ERA is now 11 after his first 2 starts of the season. Those are not Madison Bumgarner numbers.
Is it me or the dirt bike wreck in Colorado? What was it, 3 years ago now? He's not been the same since.
Seems to be the case, yeah.
Yeah. It just, he's not been the same.
And so the Rockies jump on him. Should mention Owings, by the way, the 2 doubles. He also had a triple last night, too.
He's got 5 extra base hits.
He's been really, really good. So the Rockies get their second win of the season, and they will try to get the series win today when they take on Arizona. It'll be Merrill Kelly, who's 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA, gave up 3 runs, and went just 4 innings in his last start. That was against the Padres. John Gray, who was great against the Dodgers, struck out 7. Allowed just 1 run in 5 innings on Saturday, and then had to leave with full body cramps. And I know that John made the comment about, you know, dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know, going forward, that, you know, trying to do some things that would you know, prevent that from happening once again on the bump. Because look, the Rockies need him out there longer than just 5 innings. But he's hoping that some of the things that he's doing from a, you know, kind of tweaking some things in regard to carb loading, that he thought it was from eating too much protein that day and not enough carbs. And he also didn't eat his customary banana.
Oh, see, get your potassium there at that point.
Get your potassium.
Yeah, if you have cramp problems, it's bananas, man.
Didn't get it.
Got to have them.
Got to have it. So
gotta hopefully get that big K, that potassium.
Exactly. With the tweaks in his nutrition regimen.
Yeah.
John Gray will be ready to go against the Diamondbacks today. He has an ERA of under 2 right now. Of course, just the 1 start against the Dodgers. Rockies in Arizona today, pregame at 12:30 with Jack Horgan and Mike Rice right here on the team.
So why don't cramp over here? I got my banana.
Exactly. Got your banana, you're good to go. You're all set.
Also, I don't cramp. I had Chick-fil-A for breakfast, so maybe John hit up a Chick-fil-A on the way to the ballpark.
Look, yeah. Gray Wolf,
yeah.
Stop by your Chick-fil-A.
It was not pretty over here. The tortilla did not last very long. It got ripped apart.
It got destroyed very quickly.
I felt kind of like a raccoon. It was not pretty.
They're cute when they eat stuff. I've seen you. No, it's you're not the least bit adorable.
No. I don't eat around Karen
might
for that
Karen
reason.
Might think that, but no, I sure she, don't nope. think that. No, nope. She doesn't. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, she's a very smart lady, so yeah. there's a reason for
so
that.
So Mad Bum got hurt in 2017.
Right?
It was in Denver.
I believe it was in Denver. I believe it was 2017.
So he threw 111 innings that year with a 3.32 ERA. The next year bounced back with a 3.26, but every year since his ERA's gone up. 3.9, 6.4 last year, and it's at 11 this year. He's given up 11 earned runs in two starts.
Hmm. Is it the motorcycle accident, which probably contributed, but is it just also that he's, how old is Bumgarner?
31.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not that old.
He will turn 32 August 1st. He made his major league debut in 2009. He's been around forever. You know, but he's not put together a full season except for once since 2016. Just injuries. He was durable, right? He was a guy that went out there and he threw, what, 20-some-odd innings in that World Series in 2014 against the Royals. Came out there and slammed the door in that Game 7. Well, 5 innings out of the bullpen, something like that. And it's just like, man, he's a workhorse. You can go out there every fifth day. He'll give you 8. He'll drive in a run. Think he'll the hit
workload,
a bomb.
Maybe all the workload is now finally
could
caught
be,
up with him.
Because, I mean, he went a 7-year stretch, 33, 32, 31, 33, 32, 34 starts. 4 complete games, 4 years in a row, led the league.
That's a pretty heavy workload.
Yeah. Dude's got 1,800 innings on his arm already.
Yeah.
Since that wreck, it's just not been the same guy.
Yeah, but I wonder if it's just the two things, you know, obviously coming together. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously a very heavy workload in his career. The accident.
He hurt his
wrist? I believe it was a wrist injury. He was riding a dirt bike mm-hmm. on a trail, fell down, and I believe, yeah, he messed up his wrist. And so it seems like those two things working
confluence
together.
Confluence of events.
Yeah, exactly, have led to what's been a giant downturn
his
in the career.
His whip is over two.
In the career of Madison Bumgarner. All right. Last night, the Avalanche losing in Minnesota to the Wild. Mentioned that the Avalanche, really good, you know, really good special teams, really good on the PK, facing off against one of the worst power plays in the league in the Minnesota Wild.
Doesn't look that way the last two nights.
Wild got 3 power play goals last night. And Philip Grubauer, the league leader in goals against average, wins and shutouts, didn't look very good. But let's be fair to Grub. The people in front of him weren't playing a whole lot better than him last night. Avalanche, they hadn't lost in regulation in their previous 15 games, 13-0-2. Well, they lost last night, 8-3 in regulation. Way too many penalties. Turned it over too much on the defensive end. Grubauer couldn't come up with enough saves. And so is the 8th and final regular season meeting between the two. The Avs still lead the West, 26-9-4. They outscored the Wild 16-5 and winning the 3 previous games. They finished 5-2-1 in that series. And look, Jared Bednar said it best. You know, they were the more hungry team last night. The Wild played better. The Wild are now 24-12-2. The Wild outshot 32-19 for the game. They grabbed the 3-0 lead. Kevin Fiala with his first career hat trick last night. And the Avalanche could just never quite get on track last night. They get a goal, then get a penalty, and then the Wild get a power play goal. And just when the Avalanche looked like, you know, they cut it in, they got within a goal.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they give up a goal on a power play.
It's like what we saw with Gonzaga Monday night. Just getting it to 4-3 seemed like that was all the energy they had.
Exactly.
On
and so the Avalanche, the loss last night ends their 5-game winning streak, also kept them from tying a club record with 16 consecutive games with a point. So that came to an end last night for the Avalanche as well. But once again, let's look on the bright side here. Avalanche still lead the West Division, even with that loss last night. All right, 7:42, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Text or call us 970-242-1340. It is time for Soundcheck.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
Well, last night, the head coach of the Nuggets, Michael Malone, got tossed. And after the game, he said that, you know what? He had Nikola's back, and so Nikola is going to have his back.
It's really hard. You know, I have the same issue when I go to summer league. You know, and I sit in the stands, and I'm second-guessing everything Jordy's doing or Mike Norrie was doing. You know, and I feel like what the front office does. You know, they probably sit there during the games and say, what the hell is he doing? But it's hard. The hardest part for me, Mike, is just I want to be with our guys. I want to be with our coaches. I want to be there to help them. But as I mentioned earlier, this has been brewing, and the best part about it is Nicola ran up to me after the game and says, "Coach, I got your back. Whatever comes your way, I got the wallet out." So I really appreciate that. So he's waiting. He's gonna come over here and talk to you guys now. So I'll leave you on that one.
Hey, Nicola, are you gonna pay Malone's fine?
I mean, I don't have an option right now, so he threw me under the bus. So yes, I really want to pay the fine. I mean, of course, when someone when the coach has got your back and then the whole team got my back. Yeah, hopefully I can do it. That's the easiest thing I can do for them.
He threw me under the bus. I have to. I have no option.
He told everybody, he told you guys that, right, I would do that. I offered to do that. So now I have no choice. I have to do that.
Right. And, you know, he's making a little bit more coin than Mike Malone is. So
yeah, just a shekel or two more. All right, Andy with a text this morning. Don't forget, you can always send us pictures. You can send us GIFs, GIFs. He sends us the Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2021 cover with Tiger sitting in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, I don't know how to feel about that. I'm just glad he's going to be okay. I'm glad that Tiger Woods will recover from this. He may not be the same golfer that he used to be. But I don't have anything else to say about that particular thing you just sent.
I'm going to leave that there.
I'm going to leave that alone. Who do you think will win the Masters? It's not going to be Tiger Woods. We know that much. So your pick to win the Masters, send that our way. And that's on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, 970-242-1340. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team, Colorado Sports Leader, online at theteam1340.com.
Who do I listen to?
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader.
Whoever suggested that has got to be smoking crack and plenty of it.
Whoa. The Team.
Time to play the game.
Welcome back, 748. It scared the heck out of me.
A little Motorhead?
A little Lemmy.
Lemmy
just normally has that.
Wrestling entry entrance song, I guess, what that would be called.
They're underway at Augusta National. Talking about a polar opposite here.
Right.
Don't think you heard.
I don't know. Lemmy may be a golfer, I guess. I don't know.
Well, probably he was. I don't know if Lemmy ever was a golfer. I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
But, I mean, I guarantee you this. I bet we have never heard Motorhead played at any point in time anywhere close to Augusta National.
It's because we haven't been there.
Right. Hudson Swafford, by the way.
He was still available yesterday.
He was there.
Nope.
Watch.
Yeah.
He'll go wire to wire and win it all.
Wire to wire.
No, he's not going to. Hudson Swafford with the lead right now.
Drains an ace on the first tee and never looks back.
Never looks back.
Bernard Langer is teeing off right now.
Very good. The venerable.
Yeah.
Bernard Langer.
Wow, his shirt is loud.
It is.
Oh, man.
Extremely loud.
That neon greenish. Or the yellow. It's like the Masters logo with the outline of the states with the... It's that yellow. Ew. You're not going to lose him on the course.
Yeah, exactly. You will see him from a long ways away. Orange. Exactly. Matt Jones, the Aussie, 1 under right now.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Schwartzel, he is currently also 1 under right now at the Masters Tournament. The South African, who became the third South African. Remember, he won the Masters back in 2011. Do you know the other two South Africans that have won the Masters?
I do, and it's going to blow up my Who Is It next hour.
Okay, well, then I'll leave it alone.
Yes.
Then we'll just leave that for the pile to go.
Because I looked that up.
Okay, I'm glad that you're not going to answer that question.
Stuart Sink sinks an eagle, or not an eagle, but a par putt.
Very good.
Nice pink shirt.
You also have Siwoo Kim from Korea, who is currently 1 under as well. So that's
found out he existed yesterday, and now he's on near the top of the leaderboard.
And now we've seen him actually in the flesh, so to speak. Well, at least on TV anyway.
Yes.
He was just 21 when he won the 2017 Players Championship. He has three PGA Tour victories. Of course, hails from South Korea. So, once again, your early leader, very early, Hudson Swafford is at 2-under right now from the good old US of A. Big time Georgia Bulldog fan, Hudson Swafford. Yeah,
good for him.
So he's in a place where I think, you know, Bulldog faithful.
Yeah.
We'll be cheering him on at Augusta National. All right, 7:51. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Coming up next hour, we will talk with Wendy McCaskill. She's the coach of the Palisade volleyball team, the Bulldog volleyball team, coming off a big win over previously eighth-ranked Eagle Valley. They're off to a 5-1 start, and her daughter, Kendall McCaskill's had an outstanding season so far. We'll talk with her next hour. Also, get the thoughts of Scott Sullivan, Colorado Mesa men's golf coach. We're going to talk some Maverick golf, but also get his thoughts about the Masters tournament. Who does Scott Sullivan like in the Masters? So we'll have that coming up next hour as well. Want your Masters picks today. Who do you think will win the Masters? And if you participated yesterday with the GJ Golf Masters contest, thank you for texting in.
Yeah.
Some of you had to do it multiple times to get your player in. We appreciate that. But somebody could have taken Hudson Swafford.
Mm-hmm.
He was left out there unexposed.
Yeah. Stuart Sink was available.
Stuart Sink as well. So make sure you get your player in on who do you think will win the Masters. Text it in to us today. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line at 970-242-1340. That is 970-242-1340. Mark Kisla has a piece today on the All-Star Game coming to Colorado. Kind of echoing some of your sentiments, and I agree to a point, but I just, you know, after a while you get tired of bashing Dick Monfort all the time and the Rockies not being worthy as an organization of having it. It's more that than anything else.
Right.
Of the organization not being worthy of the All-Star game. But you know, Kisla says Denver deserves the game, which Colorado, we should have had the game a long time ago for a second time. And like we said before, we're glad it's coming. We wish it was under different circumstances. But he talks about Dick Monfort and whether or not Monfort deserves the All-Star game to be given to him in the Rockies organization. He obviously does not feel that's the case. The headline is, or at least part of the headline, what message does Commissioner Rob Manfred send when he gives the All-Star game to a team that doesn't value its own stars? Look, part of this decision was linked to Georgia's voting law changes and how the vote is conducted in the state of Colorado. Look, that was part of this deal, right? Colorado's perceived as, with mail-in ballots, one of the safest states in the nation in terms of voter security. Had another, you know, very successful election with a presidential election and congressional election as well that went with really without any controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that played a role in the decision.
Well, and it had to. If you're going to pull it from Georgia for theirs, you can't then turn around and give it to
someplace else,
state that is enacting similar legislation, because it's just, that's one, dumb, and two, hypocritical.
You know, like in Charlie Blackman said, I don't think it should be lost how controversial it is to move the game. It's a big deal. And for Charlie, he's a Georgia guy.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, you know, while he's happy, because he doesn't want the people to discover the state of Colorado.
That was tongue in cheek, though.
And intrude on his beer drinking solitude.
Fishing.
But I mean, I think as a native Georgian, he was disappointed the game got moved out of Atlanta. Glad it's coming. You know, whether Dick Monfort deserved it, I don't know, probably not. But the state of Colorado and Rockies fans, city of Denver, we deserve it. All right, hour two coming up.